Joshua Dickerson, a junior at the University of North Texas, had just bought tickets to the movie Captain America: The Winter Soldier. Then he spotted a large funnel cloud northwest of campus.
I have seen clouds that have come kind of close to coming down, but nothing quite like that before. I thought it was really cool, and like it started to get cooler and really windy, and so I did like what anyone else would do, get my phone and start recording and check it out a little bit.
Dickerson, who's a resident assistant at his dorm, West Hall, quickly went inside and made sure everyone had safely taken cover. Sirens inside the building went off, and students lined up sitting down on each side of the first floor hallway.
The RAs were going between the wings because we have a guy's wing and a girl's wing, and we're making sure everyone's okay, communicating with our staff back and forth. And we can see outside through the lobby windows. Like, I could see like quarter-size hail like coming down, and it was coming down very frequently.
The building's sirens lasted about 20 minutes. When the storm had passed, they saw the extent of the damage. Lots of debris, fallen limbs, shattered glass. And at their dorm?
About a 35 by 70 foot section of the top roof layer peeled off during the high winds. The building, there's no structural damage at all to the building. It's just part of the roof is missing.
That's Buddy Price, UNT's spokesman. He said 14 students who live in six dorm rooms on the top floor have been moved to other rooms. Greg Patrick, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service, said what set the storm apart was the hail, some of it as large as softballs.
You know, typically when you get one storm, a really well-organized, intense storm, that kind of uses up kind of some energy, some instability in the atmosphere. So that kind of zaps the energy, so subsequent storms either don't develop or they're not near as intense.
The hailstorm was so strange that the National Weather Service plans to do an in-depth study of it. Stella Chavez, KERA News.